In this podcast in the series, Why You Should Become a Christian, we will look at a strong argument for Christianity. Christianity explains the presence of evil. This is J.K. Jones with this episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I am an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology. And this is my podcast. Coronavirus and the COVID-19 infection it brings on has led to over 244,000 deaths, over 19,000 in New York State alone. A photo of refugee children queuing with empty plates in Bangladesh has won a major food photography award, showing the emotions evoked by lack of food. Locusts invade Africa. Civil war tears apart the hopes and dreams of children in Africa. Seemingly countless murders tear apart families. Evil, defined for this podcast, is sin against another human being or other types of human suffering, is all around us. I'm not about to try to give a comprehensive explanation for how evil came to be. I do not claim to be the kind of person who can do that. God created man with the ability to sin and the ability not to sin, but I can't reason beyond that. I do not know how evil came to be. I just know that evil exists. Evil is present. Evil is real. What must exist for evil and suffering to be truly wrong? Does not the existence of evil itself require a standard of good? Should we just accept evil as a part of the way the universe works? Should we accept a view of evil based on social convention or the DNA encoded in our cells? These things vary from one person to the next, but we do not find a definition of evil that changes all that greatly from person to person, place to place, or time to time. We always seem to have a notion of the way things ought to be. I want a view of the world around me that accounts for the reality of evil and suffering. I want it to be called evil, not just the absence of happiness that is a social construct of mere men. We know that this standard of good and evil must be real. Life makes no intuitive sense without it. The denial of evil is impossible in view of the pain and suffering we see around us. I want cruelty to be profoundly wrong. For this, I need an absolute standard for what is right, for what is true, for what is moral. Christianity allows for this standard. It allows evil to be evil. Non-Christian views of the world do not allow for this standard because they provide no standard of right and wrong. The theologian Greg Bahnsen writes, "It is crucial to the unbeliever's case against Christianity to be in a position to assert that there is evil in the world, to point to something and have the right to evaluate it as an existence of evil. The problem of evil turns out to be, therefore, a problem for the unbeliever himself. In order to use the argument from evil against a Christian worldview, he must first be able to show that his judgments about the existence of evil are meaningful, which is precisely what his unbelieving worldview is unable to do. Knowing that evil is, that it exists, is enough to convince me that there is a God. We cannot define evil without defining good. Evil is a falling short of the good. Knowing that evil is leads us relentlessly to a God who is the definition of good. Without him, we would not know evil when we saw it. Of course, Christianity does not stop there. It also offers hope for deliverance from evil. In the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, we find ultimate deliverance from the last enemy, death. In Christ, we find deliverance from the power of evil and the forces that bring it about. As Colossians chapter 2 says, And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Many have found Christ to be their life and hope in the face of the real, tangible evil we find around us. We turn in our next post to one outcome of the teachings of the Bible. Until then, God bless you and yours.